Welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this third Sunday of Advent. This is the third week that we celebrate the season of Advent, where we celebrate the celebration of joy. As we celebrated hope and peace, today we celebrate joy, and next week we'll be celebrating the love, the message of love. So those are the four things that most of the churches celebrate during the Advent season. And like I remind you, during the Advent season, we believe and we are experiencing the coming of Jesus Christ in this world and also into our hearts. And also we look forward to his second coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So the coming of Jesus Christ in the Advent season has the past, the present, and the future in it. So as we continue to celebrate, let us celebrate the presence of Jesus Christ in our hearts today. With full of joy, let us celebrate the season of Advent. The announcements are listed in the second page. Those are our regular announcements. Please follow that. I will quickly go over that with you. The food bank ministry continues. We are also supporting a family with food and rent during this Christmas season. So please donate, as in cash or in kind. And also the books are available. If you want to buy that, that will also benefit that mission work. Our cooking class will be next month, second Saturday. We will come up with some suggestion of a dish. Yesterday we had a great cooking class. We had lasagna, and I hope everybody liked it. I can see that. We ran out really fast. So that was really good. And JC... So JC has willingly taken up that ministry for our church, and then I told her that our church has not been doing it. She said, oh, that's a nice ministry to have the community involved. That's sometimes people walk in. So she stepped in, even though she's not a member of this church. We really appreciate her willingness. Anybody who wants to bring suggestions to her, or you can help her out with any way you want. She will gladly share her phone number with you. Please help her out to continue this ministry as we can progress toward more involvement in this community. And cooking class will be the next month, January, second Saturday. And Yolanda has stepped up to work with JC on that. So JC will work on that and tell us what they're going to do. The third Thursday luncheon will be on this Thursday, December 19th at 1 p.m. All are welcome at the Golden Corral at 1 p.m. for a time of fellowship, lunch, and love, so we can share with each other, and also food. And do you still take reservations for the Saturday luncheon for Papados?
We have 9 reservations.
So that's done, right?
11:30.
Yeah, Saturday. Anybody else want to go? Hopefully he can get more seats. So we are going as a group to Papados on Saturday, this coming Saturday, just at 12.
11:30.
So please join that if you are available. Today is the third Sunday in Advent. So please, as I reminded you, bring out all the colors during this month. You know, color in whatever ties or dress or shirts that you have. Please bring it up during this month. Most of this time, this is a colorful event season that we are celebrating. December 22nd Sunday, next Sunday, we'll celebrate Christmas together with the Hispanic ministry here. So we'll have combined service with music together, and they're also practicing with their children on that, and we are also practicing with Lisa and Wayne. So please join that. Invite our relatives or friends if we can. And we'll have lunch after service. Instead of the last Sunday, we will celebrate our celebration Sunday next Sunday after service. Please join for lunch. January 5 Sunday, like I told you, Reverend Dr. Gary Thornton from Mississippi will be joining and preaching to us, and we can confirm our pastoral appointment for next year, and also will join AIM at least for a year, so we can figure out what we need to do in the coming years. Also, I wanted to have them help us to search for a pastor in the future when I retire. And many suggestions have come forward that we want a young pastor with a young family. I agree, because the older we get, we need more young blood here. So I checked with Gary, and he has many leads, and he's a very good known person in this southern area, so he has some contacts that we can work with. With our limited financial resources, we may not be able to get the best pastor in the world, but at least we can pray that God will bring the right person here to guide us. And I hope it's going to be a young family pastor that we can relate to the community for young people. And thank you for your continued and faithful support in the ministries of the church by your prayers, presence, gifts, and service. God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given in this area faithfully, the opportunities that he has given us to do. We accept donations on our website through many different ways like bank transfers or debit cards or credit cards. We are also collecting money for the children's gifts. We are targeting about 15 children there and one family to support. We are targeting for about $400. Please donate a separate check or a separate cash in an envelope marked for that. We have already started getting some donations already, but $400, we should be able to do that very easily. Please do that, and we wanted to give it out next Sunday. So let me know if you have any promises. If you can do it this week, we can still take it afterwards, but we need about $400 to do that. I think that is all the announcements that I have. Anybody have any other announcements? Okay. If nobody else have any other announcements, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 238, Angels We Have Heard on High. If you are able, please stand.
Mary, Joseph, lend your aid.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning that you have given us to gather in your name, that you have given us one more day in this world to live for us. Everything that we enjoy in our life is a gift from you, and we thank you for that. Above all, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ, your Son, who came to this world as a little baby in a manger. And we thank you for the joy that the baby brought to this history. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Almighty God. As the psalmist sings that song, help us, Lord, to understand that in your gift through your Son Jesus Christ, we could have eternity with you. Just as the sparrow has found a home, we have found a home near your altar, O God. We thank you for the eternal joy that you have promised through your Son, that we are experiencing in our lives every day. Help us, Lord, to understand that the joy that we have in our hearts is not dependent on the circumstances around us, but it is because of the love and the joy that you gave us in our hearts. We thank you for that, and thank you for your grace that you have shown to us. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. Bless us with your presence, Lord. Bless us with the power of your word. Speak to us, Lord, through your word. May the services we do here in singing, in prayers, and the meditation of the word, everything we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Please be seated, and we will light the joy candle today as celebration of the advent of joy. And we have a prayer after that. Norman will come and light the candle. Let us pray. O God of hope and joy, let all who take refuge in you be filled with joy because of Jesus. Our grief will turn to joy, and no one will take away our joy. Please fill us with the joy of your presence during this season and all the days of our lives. As we light this candle, let us be mindful of the joy that comes from knowing that we are loved beyond measure. In our moments of waiting, may we find joy in the journey itself, the joy of spiritual growth, reflection and preparation. May the joy of Christmas be in us and through us to this world, today and every day. Amen. Now we'll do the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalms chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. It's on page 748. If you are able, please stand.
The Lord is my chosen portion, and my cup you hold my lot.
The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a glorious heritage.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. Even at night my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me. The Lord is at my right hand. I shall not be moved.
Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure.
For you do not give up to me, Sheol, or let your God leave on his feet of safety.
You show me the path of life.
In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand there is pleasure forevermore.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. We'll bring our prayers or petitions at this time. Our blessings we share first so that we can thank God for all the blessings we receive. And also we will share our prayers of burdens and concerns here and also with God, that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. The regular prayer items are requested at the back, listed at the back. Please turn with me at the back in those boxes. Please continue to pray for these items and these families and these people. And Robert, you shared a family last time. I forgot to put in that list. Is it Knuckles?
Yes.
Family of Knuckles. Grieving at the death of their dear one, Robert's neighbor. Please keep that family in our prayers. Pray for the Horn family. And Stephen family also grieving. Pray for Jean McBrayer. She's doing okay, but she's not confident to get out and walk and come here to the service. Please keep her in our prayers. Pray for Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lois, Grace Hayes, keep these people in our prayer, and Richard Sims. And Lois is going to go tomorrow.
She's having surgery in the morning.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Please note that time and be in prayer at that time when she goes to surgery. It's a little difficult surgery, so please keep her in our prayers. It's Lou's sister. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police. We are thankful for all the services that they do. Our delivery people, our trash workers, and mailmen, and many, many others, particularly during this holiday season. We are glad that Dean joined us today. Thank you for joining with us. And all the services that they are doing for our country.
Yes,
now,
yes.
We are thankful for that, and we will continue to pray for them and their families. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and governors, and many others, especially during this transition time to the new administration, that it will be peaceful, that we will have a united and strong country as we go forward, especially economically and globally. The leadership of this country is many, many people are looking up to around the world. So let us pray that God will guide our leaders, that the new leadership will have the right people in the right places, that they can make the right decisions based on God's wisdom and God's fear in their hearts. Also pray for the world leaders as they also make decisions that they will fear God and make decisions that will bring peace to this world, particularly in the Middle East and many parts of the world that are affected by various problems politically and internationally. So pray that God will bring peace to this world through those world leaders and their decisions. Let's pray for the church, our church, and be grateful for the opportunity God gave us to be in this community. Let us pray that God will give us the guidance in the future, that we can continue to do the work more effectively and serving these people. Particularly pray for this new subdivision that is coming in front of our church. Please pray for that. I pray honestly every day that we will be a good place of source of help and care for those people who are moving in as families. And also all the churches in this community, that all the pastors and the ministers and many others who are missionaries in various parts of the world, let us pray for them, that God will give them the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit to spread the gospel, the love of Jesus to others, that they will be strong in their faith and testimony. Let us keep them in our prayers. Those are the prayer requests that I have to share. Anybody have any special call-outs? If not, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer and then we'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come before you with our needs and our burdens and our blessings. We thank you for the manifold blessings you shower upon us, the gift of life, family and friends and church, and the opportunity to serve others are all gifts from you, and thank you for that. We are filled with gratefulness in our hearts, especially during this holiday season, because of the gift of eternity that you gave us through the birth of your Son in this world and his life here in this world and his suffering and death and resurrection. Thank you for making us your children so that we can come to you and call you Father. We come before you also with our burdens and concerns because you are a faithful God who answers our prayers according to our time and according to your time and our need. And you know our needs better than ourselves. We pray for all of those who are asking for healing in their bodies, Lord. Restore strength and power to their bodies, especially the ones that we have named here. Jean and Barbara, Harry, Carol, Claudia, Jerry, Lois and Richard and Grace. Pray for all of them, Lord, with your healing hand to touch them, Lord. We also specially remember Lois in our prayers as she's going to have a surgery tomorrow. We pray for your grace upon her and the doctors and the nurses and the technicians and all of those who care for her, to be guided by the Holy Spirit, that she will be taken care of well and have a full recovery after that. We trust in your promises that you will hear our prayers if we unite in spirit and pray for our dear ones. We pray that you will hear our prayers, O God. Be with her as she goes through the surgery. Strengthen her in her faith. And strengthen her in her body. And pray for the family also for peace. We pray for all those families that are grieving at the death of their dear ones. The Horn family, Stephen family, and the Knuckles family. We pray for all of them for your comfort and your healing for their hearts. Comfort them with your presence, O God. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various issues in their families, looking for jobs and drug addictions and many other personal problems. We pray that you are the healer of our bodies and our souls and our mind. Mend the broken bonds, O God, and heal the strained relationships and giving them the love of hope, love and hope, forgiveness and reconciliation. Bless them with your grace, Lord. We pray that you be with us today. As we come before you to worship together, Lord, bless us with the power of your word. Strengthen us, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Above all, help us, Lord, to be your witnesses during this holiday season, to share your love and care and compassion wherever we are. We thank you again for this time that you have given us to worship you. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, to honor your name and lift up your name. And also talk to us through your word, that we can be empowered by the power of your word as we live out our lives in this world. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything that we need, even before we ask of you. O God, help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness to the love we have for you. Loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and the caretakers of all that you have entrusted us to do. Help us to be faithful in giving for you and to others generously. We thank you for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God, Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love in this community and around the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 49.
At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." Mary's song. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that appeared to us in flesh and blood as Jesus Christ, your Son. As we come before your word, open our hearts and our souls so that we can receive your word with humility and obedience, that it will become a blessing in our lives and also to this world through our lives. Help us, Lord, to receive your word with obedience, that we will obey your word, the commandments that you have us to obey. Illumine our souls so that we can see and understand the meaning of the message. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The season of Advent is a season of expectation. As we remember Advent, the word Advent means expectation. And the world was expecting a Savior, and we are expecting him to come again. As long as we live in this world, this life is a journey that we are taking. And Bible is a book that right from the beginning to the end are filled with stories of journeys. Right from the beginning, the journey of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden and all the journeys that they had to take. And then the call of Abraham, the journey that he had to take. God called him from a very remote place and asked him to take a journey. And he took up the call. And then he followed God's command to go into a land that he was going to show, even not knowing where he was going. And then it comes to all the prophets and all the apostles, and even the Christmas also is a time of journey. We look at it closely. All the players in the story have a story of journey to tell. And you know, one of my books that I wrote is the name is Joy in the Journey. A lot of times we look forward to the joy at the destination, right? If we are going on a vacation, we are going to Alaska or Hawaii or somewhere. What will be in your mind? It's about the destination. Definitely that brings us joy. Like you are going to visit a family. that you haven't seen in years. You will definitely be filled with the excitement of seeing them. The destination becomes our joy. Yes, our destination is our joy. We are pilgrims and we are travelers in this world as we live out our journey. But our journey is towards a destination. We know that. Mm-hmm. As pilgrims in this world, we are living as a sojourners.
Amen.
Right? Very temporary life in this world. But there's an eternity that we are heading to. And we believe as Christians, there's a life after death. Amen. So our life doesn't end here. Because of the eternity that God has promised through His Son Jesus Christ, we hope and we believe that there is an eternity that we are going to. Yes, that makes me and makes all of us happy and joyful, definitely.
Yes.
But how about the time of the journey? Are you going to make it miserable yourselves until you get there? Or are you going to enjoy the journey until you get there?
Yes.
Because when I go to visit my mom, who is 95 now, heading to 96, I go visit her almost every year if I could. I know it is the excitement of seeing her, and the time that we are going to spend with her is very valuable, very, very
Amen.
Precious to me.
Amen.
And I look forward to that every time we go. Even though she can hear, she can see, but she knows who we are and the time that we enjoy together, that is in our mind. But the arduous journey that my wife and I have to take from here to get there is almost 22 hours in the plane. Mm-hmm. That really kills me as I get older. Spending that kind of time in the plane and stuck up in a seat there's a break in somewhere in either in the Middle East or in Europe somewhere for an hour or two. Other than that, it's about 15 hours first and then about 7 hours after that. So 22 hours of flight itself. That is not something fun that I look forward to. Because you just want to get there, right? And the destination makes us fully going there. But the Bible also teaches us that the journey may not be as enjoyable as you think as the destination is. You may have to go through some arduous and stressful and uncomfortable journey along the way to enjoy the destination. So what do? As soon as I get in the airplane, I start grumbling and complaining and be miserable all the way through 24 hours to get there? Or do we enjoy the journey as much as we can?
Right.
Right?
Enjoy.
What do we choose? That's a choice you and I have to make. Yes, destination is definitely exciting. But how about the journey itself in this world? Can you make it enjoyable? Yes, it's a choice that you and I have to make. I used to work for a company who make you work very hard, no question about it. And they pay you very well too. But their slogan, many of you know that company probably, if I tell you the slogan, work hard, have fun, and make history. That's what their slogan is. Work hard, no question about it, no questions asked, you work hard. And they have all the mechanisms in place, the management structure, the processes, everything to make every little time out of you while you work for them. And I don't blame them, because they pay you for that. It is your choice to work there or not. Mm-hmm. If you want to work there, you take it. But if you take the job, don't make yourself miserable. So they'll tell you in the beginning training time that, you know, our slogan is work hard. That's the first line. Are you ready for it? Then, enjoy life while you are there. How can you enjoy life when you have to work so hard? Well, that's where it comes, right? It's a choice and it's a response how you deal with it. And then you can make history. You can work hard and be joyful and enjoy what you're doing. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, that's not the place for you, right? That's what I find. And you go find a place where you can be enjoyed. But working hard doesn't mean that it has to be miserable. You can work hard and can still be enjoying the journey. So that is what I'm comparing to this journey, that we don't have to be miserable people. We have to be joyful people. Because God has given us this world to enjoy life and to enjoy the presence of God. Many times we forget the fact that God gave us the joy in our hearts. Not to be miserable people, but to be joyful people. It's a little song that we used to sing when we were young in Sunday school. I have the joy, joy, joy,
joy, joy, yes,
down in my heart. It's down in your heart.
Down in my heart.
Nobody can take it away from you. That is what the joy that the little baby in the manger brought to this world. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. That is the source of our joy. It is not dependent on the circumstances around you. If you look around you, you will never find joy. If you look around the people that you have to deal with, in your work, in your society, in your community, it may not be as pleasant as you want or you would like it to be. But our joy is from the heart, full of joy because Jesus is in our heart. He is the source of our joy. So whenever we are called on this journey, we need to understand that joy in the journey is as important as the joy in the destination. And the people who have been called to take part in this joyful event, we call Christmas, had all taken a journey. First of all, we know that Joseph and Mary had to take a journey. They had to take a journey, a travel to Jerusalem. Because of not their choice, but there was a decree that the king had to go and register for taxes. And they had to go. And they had to take an arduous journey. It was about 15 or 20 miles from where they were. But they walk or get there, maybe take a few days to get there. But they didn't have any cars or anything. Maybe they have taken a donkey or an animal somehow. And a pregnant woman trekking through all of that treacherous road. And it's hills and valleys to get there. And that was probably an arduous journey for both Joseph and Mary. And that they took that journey. And when they got there, we discussed last Sunday that they found all kinds of problems. Were they real problems or they were supposed to be like that? A lot of times we think that the events that are happening in our lives are problems. Yes, they are problems. But they have been designed in such a way that God is working through all of those events that we may not like sometimes, that Mary and Joseph could not find a place to stay. But didn't that turn out the great manger in the world ever?
Yes.
A great place for the Savior to be born among the animals? God has put all of these things together as a network of design. We may not see the whole picture first. As I always say about the puzzle pieces. You know, you have those puzzle boxes that you buy. Mm-hmm. And how do you put them together? You think about it or you look at the big picture in the box. My grandson always says, look at the big box, look at the big papa, look at the big box. That's what he always says, because when I struggle with find a piece, he says, look at the box. He knows. So we have to look at the big picture. To get to the full pictures, one piece or two pieces in the puzzle don't make sense to us sometimes. They may look weird, funny shaped. But if we look at the big picture, there is a place for each of those events in our life. There's a place for it. Maybe it's our sickness. Maybe it is a broken relationship. Maybe it's a separation from our dear ones to death. These are not joyful things, are they? We don't like them. But each of those pieces make a big picture in the big design that God has given as a life in this world. And through that big design, God is going to bring certain things to this world through you and me. That's what Mary learned and Joseph learned. And then once they got there and had the baby, went through all of that struggles there and had the baby, they had to take another treacherous journey back to Nazareth with the baby. Isn't that wonderful? And many times a lot of people say that they stayed in Bethlehem for several weeks, but I don't understand. It's not clear in the gospel how they managed, because eventually they had to leave Judea to go to Egypt because there was an edict from the king to kill all the babies under the age of two. So they had to go to Egypt. Some people say that Mary and Joseph took the baby from Bethlehem right to Egypt, but the events don't correlate that. So I believe that as a family they had to go back to Nazareth for a few months before the decree of the king came, or maybe a couple of years, maybe even. Because the scripture says that the Magi came to visit the baby. And they came to visit the baby, they found them in a home, not in a manger. A lot of times we sing and think that when the Magi came, they went to the manger in Bethlehem. That is not the case. If you look at it closely, they came here and they found the baby not in a manger. They found the baby somewhere in a home.
Amen.
They went to the palace of the king looking for the baby, and the king found out that these wise men were looking for the king of the Jews. And the emperor at that time thought that he was going to be a threat for his power. That's why he wanted to decide to kill the baby. He decided to kill all the babies because he didn't know which baby is the one. So it was in a home somewhere. And finally, you know all that stories. And then because of that, Mary and Joseph had to take the baby to Egypt to flee until the death of Herod. That's what we read there. Look at all the journeys that they had to take. They were not all joyful journeys. They were all arduous, very hard journeys to make, especially with a baby. And it is all because of this little Jesus.
Amen.
It is all because of this little Jesus. As Christians, we have Jesus in our hearts. And we live our life in this world as Christians, testifying to the grace and love and compassion of Jesus Christ. It may not be happy or pleasant always. But remember, we can enjoy the journey as we live out and travel our journey in this world. And then, before even Christ was born, Mary knew she was pregnant because the angel told her, and she was struggling with this issue, and she didn't know what to do. And she went and took a journey to her relative called Elizabeth. Because the angel told her when she questioned, you know, how can this be when I am a virgin? How can I have a baby? She said, this is because of God's power. God is doing it. Because your cousin, Elizabeth, or your relative Elizabeth, who did not have a baby for several years, is going to have a baby. That's a miracle. She was in her late stages of her life, still had a baby.
Yes.
So what did Mary do? After she heard the message, she decided to take a journey to go and see Elizabeth. That's what you and I probably need to do. When we are confronted with some things that are confusing, something that are bothering you and burdening you and make you miserable, leave everything and take a journey.
Yes.
Take a cruise and go somewhere. Turn your phones off. Don't talk to anybody for 10 days and enjoy your life yourself and God. And I enjoy that when I do that. No cell phone, no newspaper, no TV. And you go about and see the world and the nature. Mm-hmm. That's what enjoying the journey in this world. It may be a very surprising medical research that came out and really hit you hard. Don't be afraid by that. Maybe you are shocked by it. Or maybe a bad news about the death of someone. But it can shock you. But at the same time, take a moment. It is not the end of the world. It is one of those puzzles that we don't understand that God has put together in our journey of life. Still, in the midst of that, we can enjoy life in this world. Be joyful.
Amen.
There is a lady's story that I heard that every time she picks up the phone, she would answer the phone to anybody saying, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it."
Uh-huh.
That's what she does when she picks up the phone. And her husband died. And the people who called her, she picked up the phone. And she said the same thing at the death time of her husband. She said, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And when they asked her, "How can you say that even at this time?" And she said, "Well, we are given to enjoy life. Be glad that God has given me a life in this world, one more day to live here. I know my husband is dead. And he's a better place than I am. I know that. Then why do I have to be miserable?"
Amen.
We have to be hopeful. Because our dear ones are in a better place, enjoying the presence of God.
Yes.
Why do we have to be miserable and grief, filled with grief? Let us be joyful in the day that God has given us. Every moment is to be enjoyed in this world. Mary and Joseph are examples of how they enjoyed their journey. And we are on a journey to eternity, as I have reminded you. We are on a journey to see Jesus. That's where we are going heading to. We will see him face to face, as all the saints have said, that after this world, life in this world, it may be today, it may be tomorrow, we don't know. The next moment is not ours. But we don't worry about it, right? We don't worry about what happens. Because it doesn't matter what happens. We are going to be with Jesus one day after this life in this world. Are you going to get excited for the destination and also the journey? Yes, let us be excited about both the journey and both the journey and the destination. Then Mary and Joseph went to Egypt and they had to come back to Nazareth. And you know how much trouble they had to go through all of that coming back. And we don't know where they stayed in Egypt. There's no record of it. They have stayed there several years because it says they stayed there until the death of Herod, the king. So that took probably about 8 years until, that's what the history says, that the death of Herod happened after about 8 years after the birth of Jesus. So they must have spent a few years in Egypt, an unknown world, a world not familiar to them, away from their families, with a little baby, raising that kid. I don't know what they did there. Maybe Joseph found some job there. I don't know. But all of these journeys that they had to take as a little family, we can relate to that. You know, we were born in a certain part of the world, especially the ones who have migrated to this country. Liliana, you know how that is. I don't know why we are here, how we got here. And many of you have probably migrated from one place to the other, you know, in your course of time. We are here now. That's all that matters. And let us enjoy that time and the journey. Because that's what the promise of God is through Jesus Christ, to joy to the world. And let us rejoice in that joy together as people of hope, as people of faith. Be joyful and always share that joy with others now, not only at Christmas season, but also every day of our lives. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is Joy to the World. It's a time to express your joy. Sing loud as much as you can with the joy to the world. Please stand if you're able. 246 in the book. Heart. People of God, just as Christmas is a story of journeys of several people who took on that journey because of Jesus, we are also on a journey because of Jesus towards that place where that we will meet that little baby as the King of Kings one day. Let us reflect on our journeys and trust in the unknown and trust in God's promises as we face the unknown. Obey Him in the hard places and find comfort in His protection. Above all, let us journey toward Jesus, the reason for the season. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.